Boker Tov, Shalom, Baruch Hashem, another day of life. Together with that, another day of the Nisyonos, Hazman, the situations that we're going through. And we are addressing it in the proper fashion of using it to mechazek our bitochen and Hashem. Bitochen Hashem is living in the real nature of the world. Yishuv b'seisa elyon. Hashem is concealed. We don't always see the Yad Hashem. We see tzaras all around us. For the Kalal Yisrael with the war and everything that is involved in it. And many personal challenges that so many people are going through. Hashem is Beseisa, but he's Elyon. He's on top of everything. And that's the way we go with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We realize Hashem is controlling the whole situation. And like we saw in the previous Pesukim, the way we show Hashem that we're with Him is not only in our heart that I feel it, but I do the actions that are ritzuyim lefonav, the actions that Hashem loves. That's, we saw Bevrosai with the Yad Yamin of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, with His Torah, Tzina v'secheira amitoi, His emes, the truth of Hashem, His Torah and mitzvahs, those are the things that make the bond between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And once we have that, we don't have to be afraid of anything. Chayav Zalvavitz talks about people put their bitochen on all kinds of things. And the classic thing that people put their bitochen on is money. If only I'd have a lot of money, that would take care of all my problems. And he shows how limited money is. And these are the things that are being mentioned here in the past, the previous pasuk. We mentioned about the things we have fear from, whether it be a missile coming or some other type of danger that could come to us. Money doesn't help for these things. Today's pasuk, we also have a continuation of that. Midever ba'oifel yaloich. Some type of plague or sickness, disease that can come about in the darkness of the night. Meketev yoshet zorayim. There's a different type of mazik, a disease that damage that is more related to the daytime. Whether it's things that are negeya or come about more in the night, some type of things more related to times of cold, others in the time of heat. It's also referring to the oifel and saraima, times of cold and times of heat, that's the Mephoshim say. But all these different situations, which, once again, nothing can protect us. Money can't protect us, for sure, from these things. And even medicine doesn't help for every single thing. There's so many machlas today that we don't have control over. Hashem showed us just a few years ago how limited we were in our ability to handle it. Baruch Hashem, He revealed to us different ways of limiting the damage of the pandemic we had. But we go with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we don't have to be afraid of any of these things. Not things that human beings can do to us, and not all the other types of things that can happen to us, and health issues and other type of issues. That's the clarity that we're building for ourselves. The way we built it is always to look back. We're talking about, we're concerned about bacteria and virus. Pay attention to the fact that we are constantly surrounded by unlimited amounts of these bacteria and virus every day of our life. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Baruch Hashem, watches over us every day of our life. And that Shemira could be constantly, sometimes Hashem, for different reasons, lets these mazikim damage us. The biggest hishtalus for protection in all these situations is Abitochen Hashem. The closer we put ourselves in the hands of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the stronger the Shemir is. The Medrash also says, Midever ba'oifel yaloich, is mi shemaisev ba'oifel dever sholet boi. These epidemics, these diseases that come about, the person, he behaves as a shady character, a dark type of behavior, which is not going the right fashion in the eyes of a Kodesh Baruch Hu, that also can cause things. So that's what we're doing now. We recognize everything that's happening in our lives and the history of Klal Yisrael right now was set up specifically for this purpose of us clarifying what the true nature of the world is, what we are, what our Kodesh Baruch Hu is, what the world is. And Mirz Hashem, we'll take that Yeshu B'Sei Se'elim. We're going to put ourselves to sit with our Kodesh Baruch Hu, and we're going to be mechazik ourselves in His Torah, our tefillahs for one another. We need to be ma'arba b'tefillahs. That's what Hashem wants. That's what brought the Gula the last time. By doing so, we're putting ourselves in Hashem's hand. And Mirz Hashem, we'll see Yeshuas for the Prat, for everybody's individual challenges, and Bikir for Yeshuas for the Kalal, the end of all the tzaros of Kalal Yisrael, and the Gula, Sheyovah B'Meir B'Meir.